Question from Ashish. Subject, Hare Krishna, !! Why Krishna has favored India as his appearance place often? Why is this biased? Indians are the chosen people. Have you heard of that? In the Bible it said that the Jews are the God's chosen people. Well, it's not exactly like that, but it's just like we see in different parts of the world, people have different inclinations. And in different planets, of this universe, there are different atmospheres. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Within this universe, there are many different planets and vibhuti bhinnam. They all have different vibhuti here means different opulences, or they have different characteristics. People are born in Siddhaloka because they earned the right to be there, that from birth, just from being born there, they have various yoga siddhis or mystic perfections. Or people are born in the heavenly plane. They're different. Bhur Bhuva Swa Mahar Tapa Jana Satya Loka. They're the upper planetary system. They all have different features. So people are born with similar karma. They are born in different, in similar atmospheres. So we find on this planet also that people who are born in Italy, for instance, they have a very different disposition to people born in Sweden. So in India also, there's a special atmosphere, and the special feature of this land is that people who are born in this land, they're generally developed in terms of piety. This land is called Punya Bhumi. Although in Kali Yuga it's changing. But still, in India in general, there's knowledge of the importance of spiritual life. So, Krishna comes to this land. Krishna appears here. Rama appears here. Even Buddha appeared here. Because this place, this land, from Himalaya to Kanyakumari, and previously it was bigger. Now on the political map it's getting smaller. Previously what is now called Pakistan and Bangladesh, they were also considered Bharat. And even beyond, we have so many Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Tatarstan. So Stan, this is obviously a Sanskrit word. So that was all part of Bharat. Then on the other side, Kampuchea, and all this area, Indonesia, it was all part of the greater Bharat. And even beyond. But specifically this land between this Himachal to Kanyakumari, that is especially the place in the universe where people are born, where they are more ready for spiritual life. And therefore the Supreme Lord appears here. But he appears in other planetary systems also. He's appeared in the heavenly planets as Vamana Dev, and then he's went to reside in Sutala, in the lower planetary systems. Hiranyakashipu also, after he took over the universe, so he was ruling from Indraloka, so Nrisimhadev appeared in the Indraloka. Now it's said that he appeared in Ahobilam, but from Shastra we understand that he appeared in Indraloka. Of course, the Hobilam may be something like a reflection. Just like in Bharuch, in Gujarat, the Puranic name is Bhrigu Kach, on the bank of the Narmada. So that stated that Vamanadeva appeared on the bank of the Narmada at Bhrigu Kach. But that was in the heavenly planet. So the one in that's presently in Gujarat state, that may be considered to be a reflection of that. So anyway, Krishna appears in this land. He's not exactly biased, but it's the people are more ready to receive him. So it's your good fortune. You can take advantage of that. Bharata bhumite hoilo manusha janmaja janmashata kari karo para upaka. Having attained human birth in this land of India, one should make one's life successful by Krishna bhakti and perform welfare activities for others, which means to preach Krishna consciousness.